The comedians at Dad's Garage are being a bit more serious. This comes on the heels of the success of their annual fundraiser, Bacon Fest. The theater brought in around $85,000. And that's just 4 months after settling into their new home in the old Fourth Ward. The 21-year-old improv theater company lost their Inman Park space in 2013 and had taken up temporary residence at Seven Stages Theater in Little Five Points. With all of that change, one thing remained constant, and that was their commitment to comedy and improvisation. But we paid them a visit at their new home, and it seems even that is up for an overhaul.
Do you wish your children to starve and perish?
Very well.
I'm sorry, give me more. But he means my life is destroyed.
Okay, all right.
This is Dad's Garage artistic director, Kevin Galees, directing his scenes with actors John Carr and Matt Horgan. And if this doesn't sound like their normal style of improv, there's a very good reason for that.
We're going to continue using our improv skills, but the themes we're going to be exploring are going to be loneliness, despair, the meaninglessness of existence.
As the actors walk through the original scene, Galees pulls them to ever greater heights of emotion.
Chicken, your words have cut me to the quick.
I want Chicken to be so full of emotion that it takes 9 syllables to say the word.
Okay. Chicken, your words have struck me to the quick. What indeed is the purpose of this life?
Speaking backstage after rehearsal, he quoted Jamie Masada, owner of the Laugh Factory, saying 80% of comedians come from a place of tragedy. Dad's, it seems, has decided to go the extra 20% of the way there. And with that, the theater is taking on a new name, Mom's Garage.
Well, we felt that with the shift in our aesthetic, we're switching to more of an existentialist type of content, and we wanted to change our name so that people understood the radical shift we were taking.
Are mothers more serious than fathers?
I think it has more to do with smashing the patriarchy.
Eventually shall we return to the dust from which
Perfect.
We sprang.
Yes, guys, now we've got a scene. Thank you very much, guys. Let's take 5.
What made you decide to make these changes?
That's a great question. For us, we felt like we're growing and evolving at a normal kind of rate, and we wanted to really speed it up. So we thought, where might we be in 20 years if we continue evolving? Why not just start that right now?
But these changes aren't necessarily coming out of the blue. The theater, formerly known as Dad's Garage, spent nearly 3 years sharing space with Seven Stages, arguably the biggest name in Atlanta experimental theater. I asked Galees if he thinks their stay there had any effect on this new development.
Absolutely. I mean, the truth is that we literally stole a lot of ideas from these guys. We had access to the building so we could go through their filing cabinets, and we took ideas that we liked. And, you know, some might say, hey, that's not fair. But the truth is, this is a dog-eat-dog world.
So I was very disappointed to get this news from the media instead of hearing from my good friend, I thought, Kevin.
This is Seven Stages co-artistic director Michael Haverty.
If they are now going to be moving into turf that Seven Stages has really called our own for our entire existence, I think our only response can be to move more towards their audience base. They're going to be giving up a lot of audience.
Seven Stages was unable at press time to provide details on possible future programming. Whatever the future holds for Mom's Garage, Galees seems confident that Atlanta audiences will take to their new programming.
We hope to see you there And I hope that we absolutely ruin any happiness you have that day by showing you the horror that is human existence.
You are listening to City Lights on WABE Atlanta. Thank you for joining us on this first day of April.